Words of reflection will land us in a kind of meditative state. And we'll see how that goes. The conclusion of this sermon, you can tell me over coffee if it worked for you or not. So, I grew up south of the border, and we did not have a frost line. Well south of the border. And so coming to this great country, which I've lived over half my life, putting in fence posts was a different thing. You had to dig deep, at least over 3 feet to get down below so that your fence posts would stay straight and narrow. What we are in, I like an interactive sermon, so please feel free to answer literally out loud my questions. Why? We're in the liturgical season of green. Why do we call, why is it green? It's sometimes called the ordinary season, the season after Pentecost. There's Advent where we wear blue, and then there's the fiery days, the red days of Martyrs' Days and Saints and Passion Sunday. You know the colors. Like, why? Why, you liturgical nerds?
Growth.
If you're out there.
Yeah, growth and green grass.
Green grass.
People want green grass.
People want green grass. That we want to dig deep. That we want to grow. That this is a season of growing in Christ. And today is the first day of summer. Woohoo! And today is celebrating of fathers. Woohoo! Well done, fathers. May we grow together. We're in it together. And so the words of Jesus today are a bit challenging. Are they not? And if the Bible, if God's word never challenges us, are we really growing? It's easy to let our spiritual life drift into complacency. And so the word of God is here to spark us to worship God, even in those places in our hearts where we have felt a bit frozen. And often for very good reason. Often for very good reason. I like to think of the inner life. A mentor of mine put it, well, let me just jump back. Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven, I'll just physically come near. Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven is near. And he also says that the kingdom is within. And that you are way larger on the inside.
TARDIS.
What's that?
TARDIS.
TARDIS. that we have a massive inner life. And that we're, as disciples of Jesus, seeking to invite, and we're in it together. Just because I happen to wear this does not mean I'm in any way above the broken and weirdness and wildness of this life. We're in it together. And to allow God to touch those places that can get frozen and hardened. Can say, where were you, God, when this person died? Where were you when this person betrayed me? Where were you when this person hurt me? Where were you when I can't get out of this stuck place? Where were you? What is that in your inner kingdom for you? And will I, be courageous enough to allow God to melt that place that can get frozen. To let the Lord dig deep. So that, back to my mentor who kind of puts the inner life as kind of shallows, midlands, and depths. The shallows being kind of the surface, you know, you're digging the fence post, you're just right at the top, right? So some of you might be just now mentally planning your grocery list. That would be, you'd be in the, that's not to critique you, if that's where you are, so be it. That's between you and God. But it's the top level thoughts. It's, you know, it's getting ticked off when the person cuts you off in the 401. It's the worry about, I don't know, what the color of your bathroom's gonna be. It's the la 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 la, right? It's the shallows, it's the surface thoughts. Then we go a little bit deeper in the midlands. And that's where, you know, I'm worried about this promotion. Am I going to get this household so I can buy that one? How are my grandkids doing? My intimate partner relationship? All the deeper worries. Your RSP, your concerns about the news and the all that goes on in the world. Those are the midlands. And then I believe that Jesus, in these strange sayings today, is trying to get down, down, down to the eternal places of how do you see yourself? How do you really see yourself? And Paul, in today's passage from Romans, is inviting us crazily to see ourselves as alive, as holy, as righteous in God's sight. Jesus has completed the work, and you are invited to see yourself in the light of Jesus as whole, as righteous, as holy. That should challenge us, shouldn't it? And in the frozen places. And so let us dig in for a moment. Let me just tell you a quick personal story to try to connect the dot here. So I have three amazing young adult children. My fathers, I'm speaking, but I'm sure mothers can relate. Sometimes you don't know what's going on in their inner world. Maybe we never do, I don't know. But you know what I mean? My middle daughter is that person. She's different now. But growing up, I'm like, what is going on with Ruthie? And amazing, always, and I think it's partly because she's just so capable. She's now at Concordia, second year, breaking records, women in engineering, vice president. You know, she's that kid. She's just brilliant. She's in building engineering. She's going to change the world. Thanks be to God. But she surprised me when I took her to university to drop her off. And as a dad, I don't know, other dads maybe, I always wanted to know what was going on inside. I always wanted to feel them rest in dad's security. Any dads relate? No? Yeah. Maybe if you're sitting next to your daughter, you wouldn't. but dropping her off, I assumed it was time for me to go. All the things were unpacked, it's time for me to go. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna go. Dad, I'm gonna cry. Dad, you don't have to go. So I stayed. Lo and behold, her friend, who she'd known for years, goes to Concordia as well, blah, blah, blah. Okay, Dad, you can go now. They connected. How much more our Heavenly Father sees us and wants us to let that place that is really challenging, the existential blah, like let your summer not get by and just be, enjoy, relax, you know, garden, dig, but let the Lord dig in you as well. And unearth the raw place. Because God already sees it and wants to melt you there. Right there. It'll biblical question. What is the most common biblical command?
Fear not.
Fear not! Not only a star for an orange shirt. Fear not. Be not afraid. And let us be clear. The Bible is very nuanced about emotions. Anger, it's not simple. There is all kinds of different anger in the Bible. All kinds of different fear in the Bible. All kinds of different sadness in the Bible. Just a quick aside, we do not know how to mourn well in our society. Mm-hmm. Our society denies death. And death is a part of this broken world. And there's a whole book called Lamentations. Many of the Psalms are grieving Psalms. So what I'm saying is, you can trust God with your emotions and your fears, your deep level fear, your fear of never getting to connect with your daughter, your fear of, what is it? You don't need to say it right out loud right now. But say it to God in a moment, in this meditative place I want to take us. Because Jesus is not about making us against each other, though it might sound like that in today's gospel. I came to bring mother against daughter and father against son. It's like, what are you saying, Jesus? Jesus is saying to get first things first. Right down in the depths. Places that are easy to, well, God, you're great over here. Everywhere else you're great, but not here. Open that door there. If Jesus is really king, really supreme, to let him see that and hold you. One of my favorite spiritual authors, Henry Nouwen, says, the object of the Christian life is to be well held. It's about attachment. And so, so much more to say, but I don't want to take from the meditative place that the purpose, when we put Jesus first, he will cause us to love more than we could have ever imagined. But it's about letting him in there first. Letting him be Lord. So, just going to offer some, as we conclude, some space for you to, however you want to hold yourself before God as you're sitting. In your inner life, you can eyes open, whatever, just to say, we're here. We're here, Lord. And you see us. You see everything about us. You see what's happening in the shallows, our top level consciousness. You even say that you know the numbers of the hairs of our head are numbered. That you know us that intimately. You know us even the ones that we've lost. That everything is yours. And as we go deeper to fears about dying, fears about whatever, that broken relationship, that troubled neighbor, that person we're holding who has cancer, that chronic pain, and we let you as well, Jesus, to be Lord of the depths. That you tell us to be afraid of our enemy. That there is a sinister dark force that wants to cause us to get it wrong, to not be centered on you. So help us to fear you rightly wisdom may flow from our heart, that we may fear God, that we may not be afraid of being in your presence, because you are love, but to hold you first. Let